From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, August 13th, 2013. Kyle Adams reports in the Daily Mail, the 5.3-acre former fuel storage facility on the historic Catskill Point has been purchased by the Hudson River Development Corporation for $1.4 million. The property was previously owned by Getty Realty Corporation. Mike Farrow, owner of Hudson River Development Corporation, said he has no immediate plans for the property. Farrow said, quote, "Right at this time, I have no definite plans for anything. I haven't figured out what I'm going to do," end quote. The parcel contains 4.2 usable acres with 4 buildings, 5 storage tanks, and barge access. Farrow said Getty has already conducted an environmental analysis of the property, including monitoring wells, and that it has received a clean bill of health. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. The Daily Freeman is reporting the Catskill Town Board has agreed to a settlement that maintains the assessment on the Pines at Catskill Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation in Jefferson Heights at $3.8 million through 2013. Property owners EP Catskill Realty had sought to have the assessments reduced to $1.31 million. Town officials have been seeking to reach agreements with owners of several large parcels and businesses. In April, a settlement was reached on the assessed value of the former Green Healthcare Associates property in Jefferson Heights, which has since been sold to Columbia Memorial Hospital. The town board in July 2012 approved a settlement that reduced the assessment of Price Chopper Plaza on West Bridge Street. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Casey Seeler is reporting at Capital Confidential. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo said in a radio interview Monday, August 12th, the controversial natural gas drilling technique known as hydrofracking isn't the sole solution to the fiscal woes affecting upstate New York. Cuomo said it is misleading to suggest hydrofracking alone would be the answer for the upstate economy. Fracking advocates have been waiting 5 years for the state to complete the economy impact statement that could guide the process if the state moves ahead with allowing it. Cuomo said he did not think it was incongruous to withhold action on fracking while also devoting energy and attention to the upstate economy. The new Siena poll found statewide support for DEC approval of fracking rose 4% since June, from 37% to 41%. Opposition fell by 2%, from 44% to 42%. Read the full post at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont for Tuesday. Showers are expected today, along with a chance of thunderstorms. Any shower or thunderstorm will be capable of producing heavy rainfall, which may cause ponding of water on roadways and in areas of poor drainage. Today's weather forecast includes showers and thunderstorms that are likely throughout the day, with a high temperature reaching 74 degrees. Tonight, rain and thunderstorms will likely occur through 1 a.m. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 73, and Wednesday night clear with a low around 49. Thursday will be sunny with a high near 81, and Thursday night mostly clear with a low around 55. Sunrise today was at 6:01 a.m., and sunset today will be at 7:58 p.m. The length of the day will be 13 hours and 56 minutes. This wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News Report. From the WGXC Newsroom, this is Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.